You're listening to You've Got This, episode number 296. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to focus on how do we get back into the swing of things, especially if we've been away for the summer season. Again, here in the Northern Hemisphere, I know I have listeners from all over the world, but here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are closing out summer, heading into the fall, which means for many of us, a new academic year. And as I've been talking with my coaching clients, there is definitely a theme that is emerging, and I could easily call it freaking out. People are very concerned. And this, I think, is just kind of standard operating procedures for people who are in higher ed and academia, that it's kind of nice to have a little bit of a pullback in the summer for many of us. We don't have as many meetings, or we have a little bit more free time, or we take vacation, or we spend more time with family, or we work more from home. I mean, it could be any number of things that feel kind of different about the summer season. And then you come back into the fall, you're around more people. Maybe you have more concerns about COVID or monkeypox. Maybe you are starting to think about all the projects on your plate or all the things you haven't quite prepped enough yet for as you're heading into the fall. And so I want to spend today's episode really thinking about how do you kind of get back into the swing of things? What are some things that maybe you can put on your calendar or into your schedule that will help you to look forward to what's coming up and help you feel more prepared about what that is going to look like for you? So the first thing that I would recommend is having a bit of a deep dive into your routines. Now, I have a favorite coaching tool that I use for this, and it's called Stop, Start, More, Less. And it's basically a set of four questions. What do you want to stop doing? What do you want to start doing? What do you want to do more of? And what do you want to do less of? And by going through each of those questions around your routines, whether that's like morning routine, evening routine, various exercise routines, other things you might want to have built into your day, you can start to ask yourself, like, are there adjustments that you might need to make? Now, I have often found that over the summertime, I get a little bit lax in some of my routines, or I might start staying up a little bit later than I normally do. And I have to kind of start, you know, getting myself a little bit back into some boundaries about what those routines should look like. And for me, this is often about things like food prep, or if my like commute is going to change at all, or if I want to think about how I'm planning like my day, my week, my month. Working with my assistant, in my case, to think about my calendar and what changes we might see coming up in our routines as more people are coming back to campus, but really starting to have just like a moment of reflection about what changes, if any, you might want to make to those routines. And I think a really gentle way of doing that is this practice of stop, start, more, less, to really think about, are there things that you want to lean into more? Are there things that you want to lean away from more that are maybe not serving you in this current stage of your life or your work? And what are those changes that might be coming up for you? Now, I also think it's really helpful to do a bit of a debrief of what the summer was for you and what the fall will be for you. Now, I am going to have an upcoming episode where I'm going to talk about how we can catalog and document what we've done over the summer. So hang out for that. That's coming soon. But it is helpful to kind of take stock of like, where are you right now? And I think in terms of energy levels, for example, this is really important. Are you coming out of the summer feeling energized? Are you coming out of the summer maybe feeling more fatigued? Maybe you did a deep dive into your research and your scholarship, and you're actually coming out of the summer feeling really tired, or, you know, like your brain is exhausted from doing a lot of that work. Some of us took on really big projects in the summer because that was the only time we had available to do them. Some of us moved from one location to another. Some of us are starting new jobs. I mean, there's all kinds of things that will help you to kind of assess where are you right now in this transition period between the seasons, and maybe what are you most concerned about if you're feeling like your energy levels are low or you've got some big projects coming up. And of course, all of us, there's no exception to this rule. Everybody feels like they didn't get enough done in the summer. So if you're feeling that way, join the club. We are all here with you. You are not alone. And again, I'm going to tackle this in an upcoming episode to really help us think about what we want to celebrate from what we got done in the previous season. But it's very common to enter into the academic year feeling a little bit frazzled. And so taking a moment just to pause and kind of assess where you are can be really helpful. Okay, next up, I think it's really helpful to assign your fall projects to yourself and start to understand what is the fall going to look like for you. But don't assign too many things, don't go crazy. Just start to think about, are there kind of bigger initiatives or projects or committees or maybe a new prep that you're teaching, a research project you're wanting to revise, you know, a grant proposal that you're trying to get in? What are kind of those maybe top three things that are on your list for the fall that you feel like are going to get your most time, energy, and attention? Now, this is a question I ask in every weekly planning session in Prolific is, what are your top three things for the week? It doesn't mean we're not doing more than three things, because of course we are, but what are the top three things that you really feel need the most brain power from you, or the most energy from you, or that they're going to take up the most time? We can do the same thing when we do like weekly planning, monthly planning, even daily planning, but I think it's really helpful to do when we do seasonal planning or term-based planning for the academic year. So starting to identify, what are those bigger fall projects that are kind of on your plate that you think are going to take up time and energy for you? I also think, given those projects, it can be really helpful to choose kind of a name for this season of your life and work. Like, is this a settling in season for those of you who may be starting a new job? Is this a ramping up season if you're working on like a big grant proposal? Is this a maintenance season because you have classes that you've taught before, but maybe you've got a lot going on with your family, and so you're just kind of maintaining at work so that you can do some of these other things you have obligations for? Having kind of a theme or a bit of a sense of like, what am I calling this season that I'm entering into? How does it feel to me? Can be really helpful to kind of set up those expectations of what this is going to look like as you head into the new academic year. Now, a couple of my more favorite things to do as we switch into seasons is start to swap out your wardrobe. If you've been running around in the summertime in like shorts and tank tops, that may not be exactly what you wear into the office every day. Or if you are just looking forward to kind of fall weather and how that might be treating you differently in terms of just what you want to swap out in your wardrobe, you can do that as well. I always think it's kind of fun, if you can, to treat yourself to a few new pieces as you go into a new season, just something to look forward to that you really enjoy wearing. And also, what can be kind of layered into this is getting a bit of a physical refresh as well. Like, if you need to get a haircut, or if you want to refresh, you know, like makeup that you typically wear, or try a different kind of shampoo or product or something like that, this can be a great time to do that, to kind of swap out, give yourself something new to look forward to that maybe you're using on a very regular basis, and it can be built into your routines. So all of these things can be kind of helpful things to be switching in and out as we go from different like weather seasons or work seasons or life seasons. Now, the other thing I love to do when I'm transitioning into the fall is I always put in my fall tea order. So in the summertime, I do a lot of herbal teas, especially things like peppermint. But in the fall, I often will go more toward like chai teas or Earl Greys, or things that I often drink decaf, but I'll do more like black teas that are decaf teas. And that helps me to really feel like the taste of it, the smell of it, helps me to think through how the season is changing. And it gives me kind of that sensory difference in terms of I have tea in my office every day. So this really does make an impact for me in terms of like building in these new kind of sensory experiences for myself. Now, I could imagine you could also, for those of you who are like more musically inclined, build out a kind of soundtrack for what you would have like for your summer soundtrack versus like your fall soundtrack, and start to think about like, what are ways that you can influence your environment? Maybe this means like freshening up your desk, you know, whether you're working from home or working from the office, giving your office like a deep clean, getting it like refreshed and ready for this new season. Anything that helps you to feel a sense of good energy as you're entering into this transition period versus like feeling depleted or low energy, all of these things can be really helpful as like a reset mechanism or a reboot mechanism as we head into the fall. So all of those things are kind of my examples of how to get back into the swing of things. And I'm going to be doing a bunch of these things as we head into the fall. One of the things that I actually just did at work is I moved office locations. And so that already gave me a bit of a reboot, because I had to have like different furniture in this office location. I have a different view out my window, and it's really given me a chance to kind of look at things from a different perspective. So if you have an opportunity to do anything like that, maybe even switching furniture around in your office, or having a different view out the window. All of those kinds of things can be really fun ways to hit reset before you head into a new academic year. So I know there are many, many other things that you could probably add to this list. If you want to shoot me an email and tell me what you're going to do to get back into the swing of things, I would love to hear about it. You can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. I always love to hear your suggestions and ideas. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. You can access show notes and transcripts for each episode at drkatielinder.com/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show through Apple Podcasts.